Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God. Praise God. Turn over to Chronicles. Give you a minute to find it. Chronicles, we might hit a lick or two in Kings. I'm having a senior moment, I guess. Hot flashes. Second Chronicles 32. Well, God knows what each of us need today. My memory ain't what it used to be, but I don't think I've ever preached this message. And as I think on it, I don't know that I've ever heard it. But I think it's going to help us if God will let me bring it out, what's on my heart. Everybody found their place, 32nd chapter. I love you, appreciate you. Thank you for what God has done for us and what you've meant to me. Some of us have been together a long, long time. Amen. The Lord's been good to us. 32nd chapter, 2nd Chronicles, and about the 24th verse. And in those days, Hezekiah was sick to the death. And he prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. And Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judea and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitations of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. If America would humble itself and pray to God, seek His face, as it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Amen. And pray back to God, our nation could come back and be a God-fearing nation again. I see so many things that we saw as a boy growing up. I see so many things going away. But here Hezekiah, let me read on. I'll come back and preach this again. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver and for gold and for precious stone and for spices and for shields and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds and abundance, for God had given him substance very much. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all of his works. 31. howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him. I want us to get this part. This is what we're preaching on. The Bible said, God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. So the Bible said, and I've read this, and I know I've preached on Hezekiah, and God adding years to Hezekiah's life, and how Hezekiah prospered and done that, but I don't think I've ever seen how that the Lord left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. And I thought, sometimes we don't realize, and that with all that Hezekiah had prospered and all that Hezekiah had, he kind of forgot about faith. He kind of forgot about where all blessings comes from. And in the 25th verse there, he said, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefits done unto him. And you look up the word rendered, honey, I believe Hezekiah didn't come back and give God praise and honor and glory for what God had done for him. So I thought about, as Hezekiah kind of forgot what God had done for him. And it tells us over in the 19th and 20th chapter of 2 Kings how God had healed Hezekiah, and he made the clock go back 10 degrees, the clock of Ahaz. And he said, and Hezekiah said, to know that I am healed. He said, it can always go forward, but the clock can go back. So time stopped, and Hezekiah saw this, yet he still did not give God praise and honor and glory. After all that God had done for him, after all the blessings that God had done for him. So I'm talking about myself here, and I've told you all, I can remember especially a time about 3 months that I don't remember the hand of God on me. About 3 months, evidently I got exalted and I couldn't feel the presence of God. And I thought, what can I do? I prayed, I even fasted, and I sought God in every way that I knew how. But I couldn't feel the presence of Almighty God. I fell in a lonely desert, a long place. And I thought about, as us preachers, we're expected to come every Sunday, every Wednesday night, and have a message, come down shouting, praising God. We ain't supposed to be discouraged and out of heart. But I'd like to tell you something. Today, the preacher gets down to, the deacon gets down to. Hezekiah was a greater man than I'll ever be. He was king of Judea. Amen. And God had blessed him richly. He had blessed him with great substance, the Bible said. And he had everything. And a sickness come on Hezekiah. And he was dying. It was a sickness unto death. And Isaiah went down and he spoke to Hezekiah. And he said, you're going to die. It's a sickness unto death. And Hezekiah, in all of his pride, he turned to the wall and began to cry out to God. And he said, God, give me life. Restore my life. Don't let me die. And he prayed to God. Amen. As you've done. And if I've done. Amen. And we prayed to God, Lord, restore my life. Don't let me die. And before Isaiah could get out the door, God spoke to him. Said, go back and tell Hezekiah that I'm going to add, this is in Kings, I'm going to add 15 years to his life. I remember, Todd, as you was taking me to the hospital in 2020, I remember in my car trying to stand up and get my breath. breath with a heart attack. I couldn't breathe. And I thought, as I laid there in bed this morning, God has given me already 3 more years, amen, from June of 2020. And I look at some of you all, God has given you more years when the doctor said, you're done. When the doctor didn't think he was going to pull out of it, God has added more years to us. But as the word I read, Hezekiah didn't go back and give God praise. The Bible don't say all of this, but read the whole story. Hezekiah just thought maybe God owed it to him. Amen. So God removed himself from Hezekiah. Amen. He removed himself from Hezekiah that he might try Hezekiah's faith. Amen. Read it there in the 32nd chapter and the 31st verse. How the Hezekiah had to fall back on faith. Amen. He couldn't take what he had seen. He had the power of God. Only you and I don't realize what it is to not have the power of God about us. I read in the Word that the Lord would never leave me and never forsake me. So He's there. But He wants me to go by faith and my sickness. I thought God wants me to show Him. He wants to prove me what I'm going to do. God is trying Bill's heart today. God is trying my heart to see what I'll do. If I'll go on faith, or if I got to have it by sight, if I got to see my healing, if I got to see my food, if I've got to see my son saved, if I've got to see all the shouting in the church, all the souls getting saved, or if I'm going to throw in the towel and say, I can't go on, I can't touch it, I can't feel it, I don't see it happening, I'll just throw in the towel. God is trying my faith the last few months. God has tried my faith, and I praise Him for it. Honey, I have failed miserably. I have been nothing. But Hezekiah took his eyes off of God too. Amen. Let me read to you what the Word of God said. And he said in the 31st verse, howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon. We know that Babylon has always been evil. We know that Babylon has always caused trouble. And it says the ambassadors. And this is why I'm in this scripture today. I thought about ambassadors. How we have good ambassadors and we have bad ambassadors. And it said these ambassadors of the princes of Babylon. And they come to Hezekiah. They heard that he'd been sick. And they come just exactly like Satan comes to you. When you're down sick, you've been weakly. You're not exactly what you need to be. You either have been sick with just the flu. You know, the first few days, you're not all the strength that you need to be. And you came, the ambassadors out of Babylon, and said, we have heard about your sickness and how much we care about you. Honey, they were ambassadors of the enemy, straight out of Babylon, sent straight from hell, amen, to break Hezekiah down. And Hezekiah, I began to tell them, and there was a man named Sennacherib, the king of the Assyrians. Amen. They wanted, and he come in, and he was an ambassador of Satan. He was an ambassador of hell. And he come, let me read his name again. I may not even got his name right. Sennacherib. Sennacherib is his name. Amen. And he was the king of Assyria. And he come to him and he said, look what I have done. I have tore down cities here. And he come to the people and he stirred up just exactly like Rome came through America. Amen. And it knocked people down. People died, I understand. But people stopped. People they used to praise God fell under fear. People quit praising God because they got afraid of they's going to die and afraid they's going to get a corona and they's going to lose their wealth. Amen. Sennacherib come by and he pointed out. He said, and you can look in the Bible and read all the cities. He said, I whipped this city. They thought they could whip me. But Sennacherib said, I took them over. He said, Hezekiah is telling you a lie. Don't believe what Hezekiah is telling you. Can I tell you that same? A devil is speaking to the churches today and said, don't believe that preacher Bill that you can fall away and end up in hell. Don't believe that preacher Bill that there's a battle out there to be fought because God has got more to take care of you. Don't believe nothing he said. He said that God will take care of you. Oh, King Sennacherib of Assyria said, look at all the cities I tore down, all the places I broke down. Y'all know when you look at news, you look at the bad and you don't look at the good. We forget what God has done. How in the world can I lose if I hold, I read it this morning, if I hold on to the unchanging hand of God, how can I lose? I thought this week we've had trouble up to our ears. Every direction, seemingly, John, that we turn. Amen. And old Sennacherib would want to say, see, where is that God of yours? Where's that God that takes care of you? I'm going to tell you where that God's at. I'm about to have a Holy Ghost spell. That God is in my heart. That's taking care, Jane, of every problem I've got. Honey, if I never see Scotty saved, I still got God. Jesus Christ, the grace of God has passed by our families. Don't get discouraged when you don't see it happen. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in the faith. Don't throw in the faith. Give God praise. If nothing else ever happens good in my life, I'm going to tell you, God saved my soul in the bathroom that night. And if I hold on to Jesus, I'm going to tell you something. I can't lose. I'm a winner through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. It's no place to quit. No place to throw in the towel. I've got a promise of a brand new body. Cancer ain't going to be there. Amen. Heart attacks ain't going to be there. Bad joints and old age ain't going to be there. I've got something to hang on to. Amen. Paul told me about it. Peter told me about it. Amen. Old preacher Price Fifth preached to me about it. Amen. Old Dave Sexton preached to me about it. Riley Hensley come by and he said, it's the darkest days I've ever seen. Honey, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm glad today. Do some of you remember when I had spinal meningitis? 18 days and nights with headache. Never spent a day in the hospital. I ain't had good mind since. But I got saved. God is calling me to pastor Mount Vernon Church. What did Center F crew? What did the ambassadors of Satan do? They come to me and said, you'll never be the same. You've got infection on your brain. Your mind won't ever be the same. You won't be able to pastor. You won't be able to praise God because I beat you down to nothing. That's 32 years ago. Amen. And I got this good lines I had then. Amen. God promises will work, church. The ambassadors of Sennacherib are lying to us. They're telling us lies. They're cheating on us. They're taking our faith from us. I never was much afraid of nothing when I was in sin. And I sure ain't afraid of the devil today. He's beat and thrashed my family. I'm going to tell you, if I sit down and try to tell you what we've went through the last 4 weeks, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. how Satan can get into the mind of one of yours, into your family, and tear you down to nothing. I had to reach up and grab a hold the horns of the altar, the great big hand of God. This morning, I'm not complaining. I'm preaching. Amen. I'm not complaining. But this morning, I was so dizzy. I thought, Terry, I can't make it. I can't make it. My legs. You're talking about the jerks of the hangover. That's how I felt this morning. And weakness. I thought, I can't go. Yes, I can go. Glory to God. Because God said I could go. I'm not whining, complaining to you. But God said I could go. He'll tell me when I'm done. I'm glad today. Amen. For those times that God tried me. I'm glad for those times when God took His hand off of me. I couldn't feel Him. I couldn't see Him. But through the eyes of faith, I knew He saved me. I passed a few tests. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I got a few more to go. But I passed a few tests. You know, they give me a check mark. Said, go on. I'm going to bless you again. I'm going to add 3 years to your life. Amen. I'm going to give you prosperity. I've got prosperity. I've got clothes on my back and my life bills paid. I've got prosperity. Amen. I've got a family. I've got prosperity. I've got prosperity that people don't understand. I know the love of money is the root of all evil. And it takes so much to get by. But honey, I'm depending on God. I know who paid my life bill when I didn't have it. I know who took care of my health when I couldn't do it. I know who paid the doctor bill. Oh, glory to be unto God. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise His holy name. This is what I'm preaching on. Have it in the business of the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon. He sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. That God might know all that was in his heart. Amen. They come up and they heard about. We can find this over in Kings. In 2 Kings, Hezekiah got afraid. Sennacherib said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to destroy you. Hezekiah and the people prayed to God. God sent, one place the Bible said, stone. And another place it just plain said it was hail. And the Bible said, as this battle was fought, He said more people were killed with the hail, with the stones of hail, H-A-I-L, the stones of hail, than was killed with the sword. So God showed Hezekiah, their old Sennacherib was losing the battle, and there was hailstones falling out, killing the enemy. And Hezekiah was winning and wasn't doing nothing. Amen. There's more killed with the hailstones. And the Bible said, and you can read it in Kings, 2 Kings 18:35 or 19:35. And it said that 185,000 died. And more was killed by hail than by the sword. Oh, Sennacherib, he saw this battle. And then he heard about Hezekiah being healed. My Lord, what kind of God is this? So he sent ambassadors up to find out what was happening. What kind of God is this? What kind of God is this? You find that in Kings. And said, I had more men. I had more power. Hey, can you stop? Can you stop right there? And look back at a place in your life where Jesus won. without pulling a sword. He won the battle over your alcoholism. He's won battle after battle at your house.
Amen.
You know, we just need to stop and give Him praise.
Amen.
Give Him praise for what He's done for us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thought, I was in my mind looking through my buddies that we used to fight together. We drank liquor together. We run wild together. And the graves are full of my buddies, some younger than me, some older, that I run around with in Low Gap. And here I am still going. Amen. I may be running half mast, but let's give it all to God. Let's give it all the praise to God. Cancer's been totally defeated by the hand of God. Never drawed a soul. Hallelujah. I remember, Todd, talking about Bill there in the prayer room this morning, what a battle it is, not able to get his breath. And I remember standing up in that old keel as Todd took me to the hospital, and I tried to stand up in a car to get my breath. My heart shut down. Amen. God, give me another breath.
Amen.
Yeah. The doctor said, you ain't supposed to be here, but God, give me another breath. Amen. I ain't supposed to shout. I know we're in a Baptist church. But God, give me another shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could somebody holler for me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For what God has done for me. Hey, glory be unto God. I thought sitting in church, that's a baptized no Sunday. I thought I started trying to read out of Sunday week ago. Read out of Colossians. And I tried to call out and it said, hey, and went down nothing. I just quit. Sitting in church sometimes, I want to say amen. And I want nothing to come out. But glory to God, can we hear what the Word of God is saying today? I'm going to tell you, God fought the battle for Hezekiah. God fought the battle for Jerusalem. Amen. We are not losing the battle. I don't care how big the enemy looks. I don't care how dark the cloud is. How great a depression you're going through. God is bigger than any of our problems. God is able to take care of us. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. I appreciate you being from the depths of my heart. Amen. Appreciate you from the depths of my heart. Glory to God. What God has done for us. I'm just about done. I'm going to turn over to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 8. And I've preached on the children of Israel coming out of bondage all of my life. I just love it. I love to preach that message. But do you know something? I've never seen this verse right here. I know I've read it, but I never found it. Deuteronomy 8 and 2. Let's go to 8 and 1. And the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. The second verse. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Look at this. To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep His commandments or no. So you look at 40 years in the wilderness. 600,000 died. Nobody made it in except Caleb and Joshua and the children that were under 20 years old. And he said in the 8th verse, "And to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." God knows today. They went through hardships to prove that they were going to serve God. They went through hardships. Honey, and they'd rebel and they'd mutter. So look at America today. I don't want to be a dark preacher, but neighbor, can I tell you, there's got to be some hardships coming to America to prove that we are what we say we are. I know as a young preacher, it was easy to jump up and preach and shout. I was just a deacon, but I preached that whirlwind. God blessed me, put something in my heart. He saved an old drunk. How easy it was to preach. And then when the battles come, you had to crawl back in a hole. Your testimony had got old. It wasn't as bright as it used to be. And the crowd, the ambassadors of Centuria come and said, "I told you you wouldn't make it. I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to shut you off. I'm going to tell you I had to go back and pull out some of that portion of faith that God gave me. Because God said he'd go with me. I'll take care of you. Never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. Step out by faith." Neighbors, today, one of the hardest steps by faith I ever made was to get saved. The next hardest step by faith was for me to announce the calling of pastorship of Mount Vernon Church. Why? I wanted to see it. I couldn't take it by faith. Neighbor, when we step out by faith, God will bless us. God will take care of us. Neighbor, today, there's very little faith in America because we've run by sight. I thought about if people want to know anything, they'll pull out their phone, punch it in. All of us young folks used to go to the old folks and say, "Can you help me with this? My cars are missing. I don't know how to build this house. I don't know how to put on shingles. I don't know this, and I don't know that." Today, we don't go to the old folks. Amen. We go to our computer. Amen. I don't even have to go see who's at the door. I just look on my phone. They're walking around my house. Amen. Think about how much we have lost in faith. I remember when I built my first house, I was laying brick for Town and Country, R.C. Prim. And every day I'd pack my dinner, and every week we'd brick a house and go to another one. I'd go in at different stages of the house and see how that carpenter, how that carpenter went over that window, how he laid out his windows, or what he done. I come home and put it to work. I'm going to tell you what we need someday. We need some master Christians. Some master Christians that have tried, that have been tried, that have kept the faith. The master Christian that has passed the test, that's been to a place where God didn't have his hand on him every minute, where he wasn't protected with everything that the world has to offer. And we was there by ourselves, and we had to step out by faith, and God gave it to us. God answered our prayers. We need some master Christians. I'm talking about men and women. Amen. For our younger ones to come to. You cannot get the Spirit of God off a cell phone. I can read the Bible there, and I enjoy my daily devotion every day. I enjoy reading off of my phone when I can't do no better. But there ain't nothing like my old-fashioned altar and my old-fashioned Bible to sit down and get in touch with God and the Holy Spirit of God come down from on high and stir my soul. Lay ready this morning to stir up the pure gifts that God has put in us. We need some master Christians. We're going through a test, brother. Sis, you just been through a test. I bet you feel like, where is this God I've been trying to serve? I know when death comes and when sickness comes. I'll say it again. When this man had, was it full bypass? I can't remember nothing. Full bypass. I thought when I had him in the Boy Scouts, Lord, don't nothing ever happen to that young man. Here he is sitting here. I ain't going to tell his age, about 67, something like that. With four bypasses. Never thought that would happen to him. Never thought cancer would come on us. Never thought Vivian would be down. I'm going to tell you something, young people. Count on God. Count on God. Amen. The doctors are good and they've helped me. But God brought the increase. God brought the increase. I love you from the depths of my heart. I'll be honest with you. If I could get an answer from God, I'd get off the front row and go to the back and let somebody else have it. But right now I've got to preach. The best of what I got. God knows what He's doing. And it's by faith. I love you. God may be putting you through a test to see what's in your heart. To see what's in your heart. I thought these that have temper tantrums, they ain't got God in their heart. The Lord's done seen. They got temper tantrums. They go off the handle. But Bill, you don't understand. Why well, I do understand. You ain't right with God. Road rage. Janet holler at me once in a while. I'll mouth and mutter. Old man, pull out in front of you, drive two blocks and stop in the road, and then turn left. It's hard to be quiet. But I ain't in that big a hurry. Yeah, I ain't on no time clock. Think about it. This is for us, Mount Vernon. God may be trying your heart. Maybe trying to find out what's in your heart. Maybe trying your faith. I just never seen that. Just never seen that. I'm going to read both of them again and I'm going to quit. In Chronicles 32 and 31, how about in the business of the ambassadors? This was a business for the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. Deuteronomy 8 and 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. In Chronicles, he said that in the 26th verse, he didn't stop and give God praise. But in the 26th verse, he said, notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself. I'd like to tell you, and I'll quit right there, but Hezekiah humbled himself. I'm going to tell you something. You'd rather God would humble you than to be humbled by God. You'd rather humble yourself than to be humbled by God. You'd rather humble yourself than to be humble by God. The Bible said, as I read there in Chronicles, all the things that Hezekiah had, all the substance that Hezekiah had. I can go back and I believe this was Kings. But Sennacherib, and he gives the name of his God. It wasn't our God. But Sennacherib was led by the devil. And he said they went back. I need to look that up. But this is what it says. And he said they found him in the house of his God. And he gave the name of his God. And he gave the name of his two sons. Sennacherib, where his two sons went in and killed him. If my boys kills me, it's going to be because I've got out of the will of God. Yeah. If I stay in the will of God, they ain't man enough to kill me. I'm talking about my spirituality. Amen. You ever had it down in your house? You thought, I can't make another day. They beat me to death. Where is my God? Why ain't nothing happening? Amen. You thought that, ain't you? Devil, they ain't no use. They ain't no use. That's what Satan said. They ain't no use to go back to church. I brought my church letter from Fairview Church. You can ask Janet. I asked for it. I stood up and asked for it. Church. I bought it and put it in a drawer. I said, I'll never join another church. I'll never join another church. I think roughly last 73, the first of 74, I proved Bill wrong. I joined Mount Vernon Church. Amen. Those letters are important. They come against them, but they're important. Paul had to have a letter to go preach certain places. If I join association, change my doctrine, I might get to go more places. But I ain't going to do it. I'm happy with what I got. Happy with what I got. Sharon, give us a song. Amen.